Okay, Coach, what did you think of the effort tonight?
I thought it was a great effort. You know, I liked a lot of parts of our game, and I thought we competed throughout the night. I thought, you know, systematically we were pretty sharp in a lot of things, so it was good. We got tested on some different sets of special teams, so this game gave us some opportunities to see some different things, which was good.
What can you take from the tape tonight, some teaching points as you move forward throughout camp?
I think there's some things special teams-wise we can, certainly, because we had more of them, which was good. I think some things, just little things, like gave up a few odd man rushes just on some positioning stuff, little things in the D zone. You know, I think from a transition standpoint and a breakout standpoint, we were pretty good. Then I would probably say the next set is maybe a little bit of O zone where we can maintain more possession.
The pairing of Juracek and Jack Johnson, they had some time together in Columbus last year. What have you seen from them through a couple of preseason games?
I think both guys have played pretty solid. It was nice to see them as a pair again tonight. And I think they've been able to move the puck well, and they seem like they work well together when they're called upon to defend in the hard areas. I think they're competitive, so it's been a good couple games for them.
Vinny Hinostroza had an impact in this hockey game. He has that breakaway there in overtime. Obviously got a chance to see him firsthand last year. What's impressed you about his camp so far?
I think Vinny's speed is always a factor. I think he's a tenacious player. He's got a great work ethic, and he's got some skill to go along with it. You know, he's a guy that brings a lot of energy, shift in and shift out, and then he has some offensive talent to go along with that speed and competitiveness that he plays with.
Get your second glimpse of Daniil Yurov in a preseason game. Did he look different, more comfortable in game two?
Yeah, I think he's I thought he was. He continues to grow each day, which is good, and I think he's got good hockey sense. I think he continues to get used to the pace and the style of game over here. So it was good that, you know, he got a lot of ice time again tonight. So that was good to see.
How about Liam Ogren's preseason debut?
Good. I thought Ogie was competitive. You could see his quickness. He played in some big roles for us. Power play, played some penalty kill. So it was good. He's continued to look good throughout camp, and tonight was no different.
In net, Calvin Peterson was tested a lot early. He seemed very steady back there. Gave you guys a heck of a performance. As you learn more about him, what has stood out?
I think he's played really well. I think his rebound control is very good. Fights through traffic, moves well laterally. I thought even when he came on, when he had to play the puck, he would, you know, play it, move it to the D or rim it. So he was really solid for us tonight.
As you guys look to set the lineup for the next couple of games in the preseason, they're coming on home ice. What can fans expect as you guys, I'm guessing, will try to work some more regulars in?
Yeah, I think we'll look to get some different guys in on the two home games, you know, coming up. I think we'll play Thursday and Sunday. So, you know, we'll start to sprinkle some more veteran players in as we move along.
Thanks for your time, and appreciate this here tonight.
All right, thank you.